So while the governor is cracking down on sideshows, police in Oakland are being told not to pursue. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what's at work here?
Well, politics and public safety. It's a volatile mix in the Bay Area and all around California. What we have here is a situation up here in the Bay Area. We call them sideshows. Down in Los Angeles and San Diego, they call them street takeovers. And they've become a problem in both areas. They're a problem all across the state now. Down in Southern California, though, I think they're a bit more serious about handling them. As a matter of fact, all four of the bills that the governor signed were penned by assembly members from the Southland who want this to stop. And this is going to, you know, increase the ability of police to impound vehicles and make arrests. In the Bay Area, it's a little more mixed response. On one hand, you have Mayor London Breed, who's, you know, pushing for crackdowns as much as she can. You have the CHP, which has a zero tolerance. And then you have Oakland, which just recently said, no, what we're going to do is we're not going to change our pursuit policy. If you catch somebody at a sideshow and they're in a stolen car or something and you want to pursue them, nope, hands off. We're going on. The only thing you can chase if somebody is done a forcible, violent crime. Aside from that, if they're at a sideshow and you pull up to try to pull them over and they move, keep going, driving off, that's it.
I think that some people will be frustrated. I mean, we want to get the bad guys, don't we?
We do. And there are efforts, the Oakland PD and others make efforts on it. So what they do is a lot of times they're dispatching drones or they have videos that are taken of at the sideshows. And while you don't see police taking action that night, what happens is a couple of days later or a week later, a tow truck pulls up in front of your house, wherever it may be, and takes off your car. And it's impounded. And it can be impounded for up to 30 days. Like, for example, if you get caught, you know, on the Bay Bridge, you could be driving the car and get caught, you know, on video, or you can be parked as it's on the side and get caught on video. And then once it's impounded, it can be, you know, up to 30 days, or quite often, usually on the Monday mornings after a sideshow, you know, Alameda County courthouses are filled up with people trying to get their cars back. Sometimes the judge lets them have it back in a day or two. Other times they don't. But you're absolutely right, Margie. What it takes is passing a law and signing a law is one thing, but the real trick is enforcing them. And we'll see how that goes.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.